Chapter 32. The raft was proving successful. Though the water hammered it hard in mid-current, it held together admirably. Logalog was in his element, manoeuvring the tiller as he shouted out orders above the rush of the waters. The long poles they had used for punting were now useless as a means of propelling the craft, and they relied upon the steering skills of the shrew leader. Matthias stood at the forward end, scanning the other shore. Basil and Sheik hung on to each other for dear life, with Jess, Jabez and Orlando near to port, surrounded by shrews who packed the floating deck to its edges. They were past the mid-river point when Matthias made his way across to Logalog.
"How is she handling?"
"Oh, fine, Matthias, fine,"
Logalog said airily.
"As you can see, we've sprung a small leak or two, but nothing to worry about. I'll make for that spot over there. It's a curving inlet, and the water looks almost still, so it must be bypassed by the main centre current. Are you all right? Not worried about anything?"
"Not exactly worried. Just keeping my eyes, ears and wits about me,"
Matthias admitted.
"That sure looks a bit too peaceful for my liking."
"Ha! Anything that looks peaceful is exactly to my liking."
Stormfleck stood with his back to a rock on the open bank, completely disguised by his strange coat. In his paws he held a bow with an arrow notched on its string. Coolly he watched the raft looming larger, knowing that his formidable army were waiting, bows at the ready, for their leader to fire the first arrow. Basil relaxed his grip on Cheek.
"We're not bad sailors after all, young Cheek. Can't you feel the water getting smoother? Not so much of that infernal bobbing up and down like a duck's bottom."
"That's as may be, Basil, but I won't feel easy until my young paws are on dry land again,"
the otter said nervously.
"Look at that log shrew. He's enjoying it all. I bet he'll be sorry to leave this raft."
"Stand ready with those poles,"
Logalog called to the shrews seated at the outboard edges.
"We'll be into still waters soon."
A hissing volley of arrows speeding like flight of death cut down the six shrews who stood grasping the poles. They toppled lifeless into the water. Immediately, the shore was alive, with innumerable rats unleashing arrows, one after another, into the unprotected creatures on the flat raft deck. Taken completely by surprise, there was only one course of action open to Matthias. Ducking and dodging flying shafts, he yelled,
"Overboard! Every beast overboard! Stay on the riverside of the raft! Keep low!"
There was a mass scramble, making the raft tilt perilously. Matthias, Logalog and Jess unfastened their slings. All around them, the shrews leapt into the water, clinging to the side of the raft furthest from the shore. The three friends launched sling stones at the attackers, but they did little good. Arrows still poured back at them like spring rain.
"Logalog! Jess! Get off the raft! Hurry!"
Matthias shouted urgently. The squiddle and the shrew did not stop to argue. They abandoned the healing raft and took to the water. Matthias went last. Stormfleck looked at the sky. Twilight was arriving. He signalled a ceasefire.
"Wait! They're in the water now. Let's watch the sport before we open up again. But pick up any loose ones that you sight."
The rat army packed to the water's edge, gazing at the bobbing raft an arrow's length away. Basil spat out a mouthful of river water as he clung to the side of the raft.
"Ambushed,"
he said disgustedly.
"Where in the name of fur and claw did that mob spring from? They're no slouches with those bows, Orlando."
"If I could reach them with my battle axe, I'd show them I'm no slouch, the filthy assassins. Ouch! What was that?"
There were shouts and screams from the shrews.
"Ow! I've been bitten!
Ouch! Ow! Me too!
Ooh! I'm bleeding!"
Matthias gritted his teeth.
"Silence! Be still! It's probably nothing."
Jess changed places until she was by Matthias.
"Ouch! It's like sitting on a beehive,"
she complained.
"Cheek's got more sense. Look, he's still on the raft."
A shrew who had been bitten tried hauling himself out of the water. He took an arrow between the eyes. Another shrew tried swimming away from the raft. Two arrows sank him. The rats were sniping from the bank at anything that popped up or moved. Cheek lay sprawled flat in the centre of the raft, ignoring Matthias.
Come off that raft, Cheek! You'll be shot!
Matthias said sharply.
No fear. Lie low and cling tight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going into that river.
Basil sucked up water and spat it at the young otter.
You little nuisance, come off that raft, sir! Off, I say!
He ordered. Matthias felt tiny teeth bite his tail. He kicked out and was bitten again.
Leave him, Basil. Let's think of some way out of this. The rafters drifting towards those rats. Duck! They're firing again!
More volleys of arrows followed.